You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The GST Council has set up a group of ministers, chaired by Haryana Deputy Chief Minister Dushyant Chautala, to suggest required changes in the law for setting up the GST Appellate Tribunal. The GST Council, chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and comprising state ministers, had last week decided to constitute a group of ministers to address various concerns raised by states in relation to constitution of the GSTAT. As per the terms of reference of the GOM, the panel would recommend required amendments in the GST law to ensure that the legal provisions maintain the right federal balance and are in line with the overall objective of uniform taxation within the country. The six-member GOM would also ensure that the amendments are in line with various court judgments relating to setting up the tribunal. Meanwhile, equity mutual funds witnessed a net inflow of ₹15,498 crore in June amid heightened volatility in the stock market and consistent selling by foreign portfolio investors. Equity mutual funds witnessed positive momentum for the 16th straight month in June. Inflows into equity mutual funds in June was much lower compared to the net inflow of ₹18,529 crore seen in May, data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India showed on Friday. The lower quantum of net inflow from the previous month could be attributed to investors adopting the cautious path given the ongoing challenges to the investment environment. Equity schemes have been witnessing net inflow since March 2021, highlighting the positive sentiment among investors. On to some market news. Real estate stocks have been rallying for the past few days. The Nifty Realty Index has rallied over 4% in the last five sessions as real estate developers reported strong updates for the quarter ending June 2022. However, so far this year, the index has tanked over 16%, underperforming benchmark Nifty 50, which has corrected around 7%. India's residential real estate segment recorded a nine-year high in terms of sales volume during the first half of 2022, according to global property consultancy firm Knight Frank. Shares of Oberoi Realty and Sobha may rally 32% going forward on the back of healthy sales momentum, projected Edelweiss Securities in its recent reports. Moving on, Twitter said that it removes 1 million spam accounts each day in a call with executives on Thursday during a briefing that aimed to shed more light on the company's fake and bot accounts as it tussles with Elon Musk over spam bots. The Tesla CEO, who has offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion, has threatened to walk away from the deal if the company can't show that less than 5% of its daily active users are automated spam accounts. Musk has argued without presenting evidence that Twitter has significantly underestimated the number of these spam bots, automated accounts that typically promote scams and misinformation on its service. Twitter said on the call that the spam accounts represent well below 5% of its active user base each quarter. To calculate how many accounts are malicious spam, Twitter said it reviews thousands of accounts sampled at random using both public and private data such as IP addresses, phone numbers, geolocation, and how the account behaves when it is active to determine whether an account is real. In other news, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Friday held talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on pressing global issues, including the crisis in Ukraine and the situation in Afghanistan. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' Conclave in the Indonesian city of Bali. The Jaishankar-Lavrov talks came a week after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed in a phone conversation the state of global energy and food markets in the backdrop of the Ukraine crisis. India has not yet condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine and it has been maintaining that the crisis must be resolved through diplomacy and dialogue. In the last few months, India has also increased the import of discounted crude oil from Russia, notwithstanding increasing disquiet over it by several Western powers. And lastly, let's see how the stock market performed today. The Lal Street benchmark indices closed higher for the third day straight. S&P BSE Sensex zoomed 303 points or 0.56% to settle at 54,481, while NSE Nifty 50 index ended at 16,220, gaining 87.70 points or 0.54%. India VIX was down 4%, giving up 19 levels, while Bank Nifty ended at 35,124. L&T stock price gained 4.56% as the top Sensex gainer, followed by Power Grid and NTPC. Tata Steel was the top laggard, down 1.6%, accompanied by Maruti Suzuki and IndusInd Bank. TCS closed 0.61% lower ahead of its Q1 results. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.